Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
An infinite God can give all of himself to each of his children, wrote A.W. Tozier, continuing, He does not distribute himself that each may have a part, but to each one he gives all of himself as fully as if there were no others. Tozier was rephrasing something that Augustine wrote in the 6th century when he said that God loves each of us as if there was only one of us. Do you believe that? It's comforting and encouraging to believe that, but is it true? A mother's love is about as close to God's love as anything you'll find on earth. So the true story I'm about to relate may help you put aside your skepticism. You're wondering whether or not you really count in God's sight, questioning whether you are important enough for Him to hear your cry, to see your tears, and to feel your pain. A psychologist was talking to a young mother and asked, Which of your three children do you love the most? She immediately answered, I love all my three children the same. Skeptically, he began to refute what she had said. Come off of it now, he said. It's psychologically impossible for anyone to regard any three human beings exactly the same. Confronted so abruptly, she broke down and began to cry. Then, finding her voice, she said, All right, I do not love all three of my children the same. When one of my three children is sick, I love that child more. When one of my three children is in pain or lost, I love that child more. When one of my children is confused, I love that child more. And when one of my children is bad, I don't mean naughty, I mean really bad, I love that child more. Then she concluded, except for those exceptions, I do love all three of my children about the same. A mother's love explains how that God's love and compassion are totally focused on you when you need His help. Tozier was right. God doesn't parcel or divide up His love, or love us best when we're nice and do good things. To the contrary, He loves us the most deeply when we have strayed the farthest, when our needs are the greatest. If you question that, take a lingering look at Jesus' relationship with troubled, hurting people. You will find one of the longest conversations that Jesus ever had with anyone took place with a woman whose morals were loose, who was living with a man to whom she was not even married. Seemingly, the farther people had strayed from the straight and narrow, the greater was the focus of Jesus' attention in their lives. Many people, perhaps you too, go through a wandering desert or maze of doubt until they really connect with the loving God who sent His Son. At first, they simply know He's out there somewhere. Then they wonder if He's not the policeman who will record both their good and bad deeds. Then they try to believe, but they keep stumbling over their failures, thinking, I'm not good enough. Then they want God to be there for them like a safety net to catch them when they fall, but they are still the one who's in charge. Finally, they hear the voice of God's Son saying, Follow me, and realize that Jesus Christ needs to lead the way. And that's when they cease to have God be their co-pilot, somebody out there, and embrace Him as Lord and Savior, putting God first in what they do. Friend, here's the bottom line. He loves you unconditionally. Now, love Him back the same way. Remember Jesus' question to Peter, Do you love me? Listen carefully. You'll hear the same question.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.